Hey guys,
this is a video game based podcast called Get in the Car Gamer.
The opinions and ideas expressed within are solely ours. They should not be taken seriously by anyone.
So lighten up or light up.
And enjoy the show.
Mute that.
Hey, get in the car, gamer.
Round one, fight.
What's going on, everybody? Hope you're all doing well. Welcome to another beautiful day in podcast land. I am Josh Lamar, and with me, as always,
Kevin Clay.
And this is the Get in the Car Gamer podcast. I didn't even say that part, but that's an important part. It's the part that we should probably get out of the way and say. And I thought that was my computer that beeped. Sorry.
It was your computer, but I sent the Discord notification that went off.
Oh, I did. Well, true, but that was not your fault. You didn't know that I was on, you know, volumed up. Anywho,
it's gonna hit everybody. Everyone who listens to this will be like, "Oh shit!" and they'll go get their phone. Bloop, bloop. It happens. It's a lot of YouTubers do that as pranks. Like in their video, they'll just be like, bum, bum. Like they just leave a little one, and then you'll be like, "Oh shit! Did I get a message?"
Oh,
it's a sick prank.
You think they're funny?
It's yeah.
Think you're funny making me pat myself down?
Yeah. You're gonna make me pat my these two fucking, sides of my butt.
These fucking streamers.
Gonna give yourself the five hand.
Everybody's a streamer. Everybody's a streamer.
And Michael Rapaport is in Fallout.
Yeah, he is.
Hey, oh,
give me my shot. Give me my little shit. You fucking idiot.
Where's my bagel?
Where's my fucking everything bagel?
There's no fucking cream cheese anywhere in this wasteland. This is so fucked.
That would be a bummer if you're like really akin to living in New York and then having to live in the. In Philly, Philly, Philly.
So, okay, and I was trying to do some research before we get even too deep into it. I was trying to do some research, and they're in LA. That's why they're near the water. So Philly is just the name of a town, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Because I was looking at what people are saying is the map, and like, this is LA. This is Hollywood, kind of.
Okay.
And it sucks. Sucks what happened to it. Ugh, like it's
well, I mean, it does at the beginning of the. I guess at the beginning,
it's
it
the
does,
hills.
It is up in the Hollywood Hills. So,
I didn't really put that together. But I so Philly is just like, well, that was a place once. We'll just name our shitty little town that.
I remember a place called Philly.
Yeah, let's spell it with an F.
Passed down from my grandpappy and his grandpappy.
It's
because it's like a couple hundred years later, right?
Yeah, I think it's been like 300 years since the bombs went off. But like the whole thing is that it's like 1955 is like when the end of technology getting better, because they never invented the this is a Fallout nerd's gonna snipe me through the window. They never invented the transistor in Fallout times, so everything is like pneumatic and cathodes and stuff.
Huh.
And that's why the TVs are all tubed.
Right.
And, like, everything's all old, but it's all new.
Interesting.
Is, like, they just, like, in time stopped here.
Right. And it's not like they have a way of producing more goods.
Right.
So everything's reused and, you know, yeah, I get it.
So that's, like, that's why, I guess it was, like, 2070 or something when the nukes went off, but it still looks like it's, like, 1950 times. But there's cars. It's, you know, it's... Fallout is interesting, kind of like an anachronistic bag.
Hmm. All right, well, we'll get into more of that in a second. We got Star Wars Outlaws, more news about that.
It's bad news.
It's not good. We're going to talk about Bethesda, their design director saying that everything is canon.
Yeah, from the games and the show. They're not trying to make them separate.
And then at the end, we're going to make fun of this stupid ex-Blizzard exec. For suggesting an egregious thing that I'm not even going to tell you right now until we get to that point.
No, you're going to have to stay with us for it, because you won't even believe it.
It's silly.
You won't even believe it.
Now smash that like button.
And subscribe. Bam, 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 bam. But before we get too deep into that, how you doing, buddy? You doing good?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, man.
You playing anything?
Still
just Gotham 90s?
Just Gotham. I've been busy, man.
I know. My man's moving. Yeah. We're headed towards the end of a podcast season, toward a short the shortest little hiatus.
Yeah, we'll take a little.
That we'll
break.
Have to take because we actually have to move the studio.
Indeed.
It has to go somewhere. But you have been moving, so I'll understand if you haven't played anything. I finished Final Fantasy VI.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I finished it in just under 48 hours.
What'd you think?
Oh, very good. I could see why people thought that was the shit in Super Nintendo times. That did a lot of brand new stuff. I was so overpowered. I was stupid overpowered.
Just running through people.
Oh, no, yeah. The end dungeon was not even concerning. Like, it's like there's like 22 bosses in the end dungeon, and I was just like, face. It was absurd. I think I did a rough calculation, and with my best party I could do just shy of 70,000 damage in a turn. It was stupid,
right?
As fuck, I was just seeing the four nines everywhere.
So
everywhere
you're just,
I went,
you're just kind of enjoying the story, you're just kind of running through it at
yeah,
that point.
I had no idea I was that overpowered. You can go up to level 100. I was like level 45 through 60, and I was face rolling shit.
Oh, wow.
I was like, oh, I might be a little underpowered. You know what I mean? Like, you can go up to 100. No, never would you. I don't even know what level you could end the game at, but you probably end it like low 40s. Fine. Just fine. But it was cool. I maintain that clowns and clown people are wrong and evil, and you should not trust them.
That's probably
that's the evilest guy. The evilest guy in Final Fantasy VI was he's the jester of the Emperor, and he's just like, and then he's like, God. Oh, I'm a finna end the world, dunk. Like, he just did it. Like, he's like,
had no other reason than just wanting to.
He just
wanted to clown on people.
He did. He definitely wanted to clown on people.
Damn.
But it was a sick game. The final dungeon, because there's 14 party members total. The final dungeon makes you take 3 parties of 4. So, 12, you fielded no less than 12 characters in this dungeon. It was a little much. It was a little much. But it was cool. I maintain also that ninja characters who throw, like, shurikens.
Sure.
Is, like, maybe one of the coolest things Final Fantasy ever did.
Do they spin them? Did they do, like, the cool thing with the shuriken? That,
he didn't.
You know, with the hole?
It's Super Nintendo, so he didn't do much more than just, like,
right.
But he looks tight doing it, you know. Also, he, like, the ninja at the end is, like, I've lived long enough. And he, like, he just, like, sits down, and he makes his dog go with the little girl. He's just, like,
I'm fixing to fade.
Dude, he is. He's, like, I'm good. I'm good on it. I'm out. I'm cashing out.
I'm out. All right.
I was like, oh, that's a little weird, but whatever.
You guys got to go because I'm going to sit here
and die
until I'm not here. So
what do you think of that?
Need to leave. This is really awkward. You just keep standing around.
Like, the dog's like, are we going? And he's like, no. Nah. And he's like, really? Really, dude? He's like, you got to go.
You're making it hard.
You're making it so hard.
Get out of here.
And then I was like, all right. And then I started up a new game. You know, like 10 minutes later, so.
But.
Got to leave him behind.
Yeah.
You know, it was a good one,
Turn him and burn him.
Yeah, you just got to.
Turn him and burn
him. Got to let it go.
All right, well, sick. Yeah. I'm glad you enjoyed that.
It was good.
Awesome.
It's just shy of 50 hours. It was a long one.
Hey, that's an RPG, baby.
Yes, it was.
That's a good, healthy RPG.
And every time I got stuck, I was like, well, where do I go? So think about what would happen if I was a child and I didn't have the ability to just find out.
I'm going to adjust the camera.
Oh, get in there.
That's better.
Nice.
He was cutting your shoulder off. I didn't mean to do that.
Ooh, he was cut off.
All right. Let's get into the nitty-gritty. What do
Absolutely.
You say? All right. So we got a IGN article, Star Wars Outlaws Jabba the Hutt mission locked behind season pass. What a good idea. This deal is getting worse all the time. these are the words of Ryan Dinsdale. Ubisoft has come under fire for single-player game Star Wars Outlaws for having a season pass, but fans are expressing frustration once again upon noticing a highly anticipated Jabba the Hutt mission that is locked behind it. As reported by Spanish outlet Area Jugones, my Ooh. Favorite Spanish news outlet.
I don't miss a single article.
Every publication. Ubisoft's website outlining the contents of the season pass on an optional extra for the $70 or 70 pound
euro. Who cares?
I think it was a L, so I think okay. It's a pound standard game. So far, only available through its $109.99 gold edition, and even more expensive $129.99 ultimate edition.
$130
ultimate edition reveals it includes access to the Jabba's Gambit mission. I should say at launch, play the exclusive Jabba's Gambit mission at launch. The season pass explainer reads, just as Kay is putting together a crew for the Kanto Bite heist. She receives a job from Jabba the Hutt himself.
Un Jabba, BB.
Turns out that ND5 owes Jabba a debt from years ago, and he's come to collect.
Oh.
Either that or he's going to make you suck his tentacle.
Yeah. Yeah, or do some weird sex stuff.
And then that crazy like monkey thing that's like, you know, dude, he's like doing cocaine off of Jabba's ass.
Dude, that thing laughs at you when you fucking run out of continues in the Super Nintendo Star Wars game, like one of them. And I used to just be like, you little fuck,
I'll fucking kill you,
dude. I would strangle that little fuck. I would. You'd be like, dude, it's just a puppet, and I'd be.
It's clear how much of it's unclear, I should say. It's not clear how much the Jabba the Hutt content will be locked behind the season pass, but Ubisoft said that in the past players can work for and even betray Jabba as the head of one of Star Wars Outlaws' criminal factions.
Mm.
It's now unclear whether its content comes at a premium or if it's part of the standard game. The mission description very much sounds like the introduction to working with Jabba. However, at the very least, this confirms the $70 won't give players access to all Star Wars Outlaws, which mm-hmm. is lame. IGN yes. has asked Ubisoft for a clarification and comment, quote, and that's why you don't defend these shitty early access editions with arguments like it's not taking anything away from other players. It's just to play a few days early.
Which is still...
Zeffy said on Reset Era.
That's still the weakest sauce ever, by
yeah.
the way.
Yeah.
The only reason you should ever pay to play something ever is if you know you're going to die before the game comes out. How mm-hmm. about that?
Mm-hmm. It get a quote, wait. I get missions and stuff being added after release, free or paid depending on the scope and what have you, but I think it's a jerk move to lock stuff that's otherwise going to be there day one behind an extra paywall, added Temescos. Okay.
That's a star. That's just a man from Star Wars.
Yeah.
There's no way that's
a real
person. That was
in-game,
person.
Just yeah. like dialogue.
Ooga, GG, Baba.
Star Wars.
Paywall.
Star Wars Outlaws was revealed in 2023. Who cares? All right. It's coming in 27th of October. Or August, I'm sorry.
Dude, it's on its way, isn't it?
It is. It is. I'd like the idea of being like, you know, a bad guy, an outlaw. You know, that's kind of fun.
Yeah, being a bad guy in Star Wars is cool because the world's so cool.
You do heists, like lots of heist missions and stuff like that.
Right. It's a cool world. Like doing a cyberpunk-esque game where you're kind of a gray character definitely sure. would be cool. Do you think in particular? Excuse me.
Yes.
Do you think this is going to be a thing where it's like just one little mission? Like one mission is part of the load and it's not going to ever be in the game you pay for? Or is this like a play something, another situation where we'll come to find out it's in the game somewhere. You just have to like, you could play it early if you buy it like this or something. Which do you think it is?
I don't know. They didn't really specify. If they're smart, they'll spin it the good way where they're like, oh no, it's there.
It's always been there.
No, didn't go down the hallway at the back of Jabba Hutt's.
Dude, they just add a hallway.
Yeah.
And it just goes right to his, thank you for coming to Jabba the Hutt's house.
Would you like to play this DLC that we have, or this mission?
Yeah, it's right here. It's always
It'd be a
here.
Little too on the nose. Call,
I can't believe
it,
you...
Call it a DLC mission in the game.
I can't believe you missed it. So this game, the article specified, I did not know this, but this game takes place between 5 and 6. So this is between Empire and Jedi.
Mm.
That's a pretty good time.
Spot.
That's
yeah.
a good time. That's mm-hmm. like basically the best time.
Yep.
Not for anybody in the Star Wars, but for seeing cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably going to like slap Han Solo on his butt cheek in this game at one point. Just be like, yeah, I remember you.
Yeah, I hope so.
I remember you, motherfucker.
That's a big hope of mine.
Want to see some Han?
I want to see some Han cheeks.
I want to see some Han cheeks. Dude, you can have sex with him. It's a really weird.
Oh, no.
It's
another... They trick you, though, like they did in like Cyberpunk.
Do you want to have sex with Diamond or Angel? Which one do you think is the lady?
Trick question. They're both Han Solo.
They're both men. Yeah, get in here and have sex with them. What's so funny?
Yeah, you don't get a choice.
I still think this game has potential to be decent, even though Ubisoft is Ubi shitting the bed with all. Basically,
they just love their money.
They do, and it feels like they're like, whatever, Star Wars, bitch, pay it. Bitch, it feels like they are now bullying Star Wars people.
Yeah. I bet you won't pay for the early access. You're not really a Star Wars fan, are you? You're not playing it the 3 days early that you could?
Just up on a high horse. you're so good at that. It's giving me like PTSD. that'd be such a good stream. I'm going to turn all the cheats on a Super Nintendo Star Wars game and just glide through that game.
I should dress up and do like an elaborate background, like a real stage set, like for whatever game you're playing. I'm like in a
you're like
a,
acting
a Jabba fat suit. just laying on my side behind you.
I have the metal bikini on while I'm playing.
Yeah, just we don't acknowledge any
just
of this.
A big chain around my neck.
Never acknowledge.
Yo, Star Wars was wild.
It was pretty crazy.
What race do you think George Lucas was thinking of when he invented Jabba?
The superior.
The Ubermensch. Yeah. Jabba the Hutt. You hit me. You spun me so good with that. I loved that. That was such a good answer and a great joke. I'm going to put that joke up on my wall.
There you go.
I just wasn't expecting that at all. We've all looked at it, like, you know, he looked at some of those, and he was like, and the Ewoks, who do they remind me of?
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah, I don't know, he's...
Ooh, and their little loincloths. Maybe they'll shoot bow and arrows and sling rocks at the Empire tanks, huh? Who does that? I don't know. I'm not sure. I fucking love Star Wars, dude. It's so lit. It's so funny. Just, this nerd was like...
Well,
this nerd dude was like, I'm going to make this movie. I hope it's like decent. And then just people were like, that's
fuck
it.
With that.
I fuck with this heavy.
I really do.
Dude, tell me in the next one he kissed his sister. Oh, God, yes.
I shouldn't like it, but I love it.
It's just getting better. All right. Well, be on the lookout. August, you said August 17th? August 27th? August 27th. It's on the way.
Year of our Lord 2000.
Jabba's coming to your house on a pallet soon. Get ready.
Yeah. Well, get the. Wait. Uh-oh. It arrives. $70 standard edition joined by the aforementioned. Okay.
Oh, but you can play a little early, of course. Do you think Darth Vader. Last Star Wars thing.
Yeah.
Do you think Darth Vader ever got tired of force choking people and just like testicular torsion? You know, I mean, just nut twist in like just an admiral just gets fucking.
I mean, he just go like.
Right. It was nothing to him. So you think he would just like.
I like the joke of like when he's force choking somebody and they're like, Daddy. Yeah, that's a funny thing.
I didn't like that you did that. And now, since it's consensual, I'm going to leave.
I am not here for that.
I only like it when you don't. All right, let's move on.
Problematic.
Having too much fun with the Star Wars bits.
All right, go on.
You can tell we're fans. All right. We have an article here from PC Gamer with fucking just War Thunder shit all over it. Most comprehensive vehicular combat game, it's telling me. Bethesda design director confirms Fallout New Vegas is still canon. Of course it is. Emil Pagliarulo, lead designer and writer of Fallout 3 and 4, says he's never suggested otherwise. And this is an article by Christopher Livingston, who has a very like newspaper dude ass name.
Christopher Livingston.
Livingston, I presume.
Yes, I went to Stanford. I'm a Stanford man.
I'm a Stanford man. I only suck dick for money.
Only big bills. I am past the little bills.
And you've got to sign my face with a Sharpie after you bush all over it. I don't know why I did that. The Fallout TV series arrived this week, and the response has been almost entirely positive, almost. Not everyone is on board with Prime TV's adaptation of the beloved Fallout series. Some fans have a major beef Wellington when it comes to the repercussions the show has on established Fallout lore, even though the show is set after the events of the games. Ooh, I did not know that. Note.
That's good to do. Good to know.
I won't spoil things here, but midway through the series, we learn the date of an important event that may or may not overlap with the timeline of Fallout New Vegas. This led some Fallout fans to claim that New Vegas storyline was being retconned out of Fallout lore altogether. Because, this is my opinion, because the first thing huge nerds do is just rage hard. They just rage hard at the night. Other conflicting details in the show raise concerns that Fallout 1 and 2 were getting the same treatment. In other words, some fans wondered, are all of the non-Bethesda Fallout games getting wiped clean from the lore? Well, no. Yesterday, I took a shot at debunking the claims that the Fallout show retconned Fallout 1, 2, and New Vegas out of the fictional history books. Where's my Fallout? Where's my little Fallout?
He's there. He's around.
But if you don't feel like reading 1,200 words on the topic or listening to me say them, which I will not do, you can just listen to someone who knows a hell of a lot more about it than I do and sums it up much more concisely. Emil Pagliarulo, Bethesda Game Studio design director and lead designer and writer of Fallout 3 and 4, that was a sentence, posted a Fallout timeline on Twitter yesterday, hoping to clear up some confusion about when things happened across the main games. That wasn't quite enough to settle the matter, but thankfully one Twitter user popped the real question, is New Vegas canon or not? Greg Finch says, is New Vegas canon or not? And he says, of course it is.
Yeah, you stupid idiot.
So there you have it. New Vegas is still canon. Todd Howard isn't.
Says, goddamn moron.
Oh, I'm busting out
you
this
buffoon.
Whole...
You buffoon.
Busting out this whole Twitter feed. Never mind. You can't do anything on Twitter.com without having a login. So there you have it.
And
New Vegas is still canon. Todd Howard isn't trying to shove Obsidian out of the family portrait. Hopefully those eight soothing words from Pagliarulo will calm the radioactive waters. To be fair, though, the lore enthusiasts who raised this issue in the first place of the show could have been clearer about some of the details and avoided a lot of this confusion and concern in the first place. All right, opinion time.
Yeah.
Let me tell you why they did not be clearer about a lot of this shit. This is a TV show for normal people. You have to remember that.
Yeah.
Like, the normies have to eat it up for it to be a success. They have to care. My buddy, who loves Fallout, loves this show and has already finished it and says it was wonderful. And he cannot wait for more. He wants more and more and more. Greedy, greedy, hungry hippos. He just wants to eat more big bowls of Fallout seasons. He put his mom on this show, and she watched all of it and was like, I didn't know what the fuck was going on for some of it, but it was tight.
Yeah?
I shit you not. He just sat next to her and answered questions.
Yeah, there you go.
Why are they... Like,
even if you don't have someone to answer those questions, it's still entertaining.
Yeah, of course.
You just accept it for what it is and what's happening.
They cannot gunk us all up with the nerd shit so hard that people don't care.
Yeah.
They won't because they won't. Like this 40K show, that's going to be nerded up. And the only people who are going to watch that are 40K people and like me because I think Henry Cavill is a cool guy and I want to watch more Henry stuff.
That's cool.
Now, to soothe your... I just want to say the show... To my standards, aside from the power armor just being an Iron Man suit now, kind of, which I get is cool. The show has done fine to me. As someone who played, I could open my Steam right now. I had over 150 hours in New Vegas. I have not yet once been like, no. No. That's not how it is. It's been fine.
That's awesome.
I've been enjoying it a lot, and I
yeah,
think...
it's funny watching you watch it because you'll be like, oh, look at that, it's a
yes. You know, I literally, like, oh, I'm Leo. Oh, I'm like, oh, there it is.
When you were like, he's a chicken fucker. I was like, what? Because I've never played it. And he's like, yeah, some people are crazy. And
no, he, yeah, absolutely.
And that guy was, and he's like, you know,
so,
fuck my chicken.
I don't think I've ever found a dude who specifically was fucking chickens. But the reason this guy, John Daly, by the way, great, very funny actor. The reason why I was like, oh, this dude was fucking the chickens is because, in New Vegas, like, this one guy, like, you read in his diary and he's just like, I'm pretty sure someone has been fucking my livestock. He doesn't say chickens, but he's like, every time I go out there, they're wiling hard and they're pissed off and I got to figure out who it is.
Oh my God.
And I believe in the game you find out it was like a super mutant was fucking his.
Okay.
It was
getting down.
Just going ham.
What do I got to lose?
Going I'm a ham, super mutant. Beef. No, yeah. And we haven't seen one of those in the game. I wonder if we will. Because they're like intelligent. It's like a dude tried to make a better race of people.
Who are we gonna learn more about who the ghoul is? Or is that his name? Or what they
call
the ghoul?
Goggins?
Yeah.
I would love to see what made him such a chipper individual.
Yeah.
Because we saw him just being a nice dad.
Yeah.
He was a wonderful father in the beginning of the show.
I'm sure they'll give more backstory.
And now he's the shit.
We're only watching an episode a day. Yeah.
No Pip-Boy. So he's doing all that shit from the... He's just good.
Before we move on, yes. I was laughing because I went down to the comments, which is always entertaining. And this guy named Static Numeric, or this person, I don't know... Emilio Pagliarulo is a shallow hack.
Whoa.
I doubt he's thought about New Vegas' story on more than a surface level, just like he did with Fallout 1 and 2. And then Jeremy Alexander, forgive me if I don't take the worst writer in gaming at his word.
Whoa!
Dude, I didn't know people fucking get that.
Yikes. Oh, no. Well, dude, Fallout's so fucked up. Because Black Isle made the first two... Then Todd made 3, then Obsidian made with all the people that were in Black Isle, made New Vegas, and then Todd just was like, shut that shit up. I don't want to hear about New Vegas anymore.
Well, according to Grifta, Emil is one of the people responsible for the massive deviations and lore-breaking events in the Bethesda Fallout wannabe games. So you know where he stands on canon and lore.
Bethesda Fallout wannabe.
I didn't know that people fucking like know this guy for...
Oh, some of the nerds we're speaking of are... They know who to blame.
My main problem with Emil is that his name reminds me of Emil from Nier Automata.
Oh, Nier.
So everything he... Nier, yeah. So everything... Sorry, Nier. So everything he writes... Is just imagine it.
No, it's called Nier now.
Of Emil.
It's called Nier Automata now. Nier. I fucking decided. No one ever tell me about how you like that hot android bitch from Nier. It's Nier now.
Oh my God. Damn, it's crazy. So yeah. Some people got some spicy takes.
So far the only thing the show's done that's really offended me is had Michael Rapaport in it. that could have been...
You fucking guy, you fucking moron, what are you... Fuck.
Come on, him? Jesus. My man hasn't eaten enough. Rap hasn't eaten enough. He's got to be in the LA Fallout fucking thing. Maybe he's a fan. I don't know. Hey, I think it's a decent show, though, and everyone keeps telling me that I need to finish it immediately so they can talk to me about it, so... I hope you guys are enjoying it, too. Yeah. This is, We're on the come up. This will be 2 good game shows after having 0 before. So
that's pretty good.
Pretty good.
All right. So moving on to our last article.
This guy.
Kotaku, ex-Blizzard exec dragged for suggesting gamers should start tipping. yeah. So former Blizzard president. Oh, sorry. These are the words of Ethan Gotch. Former Blizzard president Mike Ybarra. Made waves recently as he suggested that the game might want to start tipping their favorite games extra. Yeah, I've often thought to myself I wish I could give these folks another 10 or 20 bucks because it's worth more than my initial $70 and I didn't try and nickel and dime me for every second. he tweeted last week. It was a well-intended thought experiment that seemed to miss the forest for the trees.
Excuse a well-intentioned thought experiment? I'm gonna pause you right here. Already, real quick.
Yeah.
I've often thought I wish I could give these folks another 10 or 20 because it was worth more than my initial 70 and they didn't try to nickel and dime me every second. What game is that?
Yeah, I
know. What fucking game is that?
First of all, the normalization of a $70 game is ass.
Yeah, yep. 60's gone.
It's out.
$64.20 for a brand new? That's mm-mm. That's done.
Yep.
$75.60, I believe. Number two. Every single game I turn on is a fucking storefront. Get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah.
There is not one game that I play. Like, you, from 2005 on, it's like they're ruined. But some of my favorite games are like, do you want to buy some Resident Evil spoop bucks? Spoops. You know what I mean? Like, it's
spoopers.
It's fucking nuts. Nuts. All right, go ahead.
Here's a tip. The tip of my dick. been waiting to say that. Just like, force that in the middle. All right, Ybirra was seemingly...
You're going to force the tip in?
Had a lot of... Yeah, well, yes. Had a lot of free time recently after suddenly, quote, leaving Activision Blizzard amid massive layoffs following its acquisition by Microsoft, where he also worked as a corporate VP for many years. The longtime gaming businessman, business guy, has been binging massive single-player games on his PC like Horizon Forbidden West, The Last of Us, Final Fantasy... what is it, 7 remake?
Yeah, yep.
Tweeting out that this thought.
Thought leadery trial balloons.
Like, I've always fundamentally believed if you make great games, the rest of the business and other problems are minimized.
What is he talking like he's a good guy here? What is this?
I don't know. I've never fucking finished a game in my life and been like, I wish I could give them $20 more. Like, unless it's an indie game that, like, they were like, here's a $10 game or something like that. Like,
you know what? The only thing even close to this is I pirated a game that I loved and I ended up loving and that I talk about a lot. And when I got done with it, I was like, no, I'm trash. And I went on Steam and bought it.
That is acceptable.
Because.
That's acceptable. But a AAA game? No, sir. That game. That should be how it is, especially for $70. You know.
No, and you know what? You guys are getting caught up.
They don't even
want to
give me a fucking hard copy.
You're getting caught up in the hype too. I got a cheat code for all of you guys. Unless it's a multiplayer game, if you wait 3 months, I guarantee you'll save $15.
Oh yeah.
Just push the release date a little bit, and if it's not a multiplayer game,
you can't expect people to do that. They can't even wait. They can't even buy. A pre-order, you
right?
Know,
they can't
avoid,
not pre-order.
Yeah, can't not pre-order.
The willpower is low.
Yeah,
in the gaming, and like everybody is like, "Give me,
instant
I want it. I've been waiting.
I can buy it now. I can spend the money now." I mean, it's just like I don't know. How many people are really as upset about the state of affairs in the gaming industry as we are? Not many. Not many people really care that much.
No, I understand.
And that's why kind of the predicament we're in.
Because people don't think about this.
Right.
I don't think so. Now, here's why I think here's where this guy separates himself from being somebody I usually would skewer immediately. Mm. I think he's trying to do this like not a good guy arc. Let's not call it a face heel turn or anything like that. But I think he's starting to do this thing where he's like, hey, whoa, I've been so about the business of it all for so long that I'm just going to go. I'm going to go home and sit down and just enjoy a game.
Sure. And he's jamming out.
He's been sharing a lot of thoughts. I looked up Mike Ibarra's thought leader trial balloons because I needed to see if he ever said that. He just tweets shit like he's like Elon Musking all day because he's got no job.
It kind of feels like somebody who is slashing tires is like, hey, I got tires you can buy. You know what I mean? Like, You know, it's just doing, he's just going about it in a different way. He's just like, you know what would be sick is if people could tip like people that make video games and stuff. And he's like planting the seed.
Right.
He's just, you know, like it's like, I kind of feel like it's a little nefarious.
So you're saying this is Joker-esque.
I feel like it kind of is. Like, he's you know, trying to be this like good guy, like you're saying, like this arc. But like really, it just sounds like a huckster trying to sell something down the road, you know what I mean?
He's like, selling an idea, like you're saying, like a vision for the future.
Oh my God.
We don't need more tipping opportunities. We need less tipping opportunities.
Yeah, hold on. Whoa, yeah, you even missed us. I completely forgot I was like libtard as shit. Like, the gaming part transcended me. We need to never tip for anything ever again.
I mean,
people need to just get paid enough.
I don't need to. I don't. I'll look you dead in the eyes and hit no tip on like a
at Bucks,
at like Starbucks.
At Boy,
at Subway,
We've said it 100 times. You and I were here for the same experience. I don't think I'd pay me a dollar for it.
Oh my
you know
God.
What I mean? Like, and you know what? I'm going to at Starbucks.
Nothing wrong with a tip jar.
I'm getting the app. The Starbucks app. I'm going to be one of these people who just holds their phone out and doesn't even speak.
That's what Grace does.
That's going to be me soon.
She's smart.
Because that's how you don't tip. Yeah. They never even give you the opportunity to tip. You just go, I don't care. Shut up.
Some places
Frappuccini.
Will add the tip before you even pay. Like, they will... You
gratuity.
Have to, you have to, like, say, like, no, I'm not paying tip. I'll pay in store or whatever.
I will not do
but
this.
But I'm not doing this right now. You have to opt out. It's crazy. So, no, you're not going to get my money, extra money that way on a video game.
And in 2 years...
And if you do, you're definitely not going to be a AAA game.
And in 2 years, Call of Duty fucking pants war, turf war, LA gang war will be like, you've played our game for 70 hours. You want to give us another 20?
I'm telling you, man,
it's
going
to be like rate and
it's
review.
It's going back to like the way the arcade... It's a different version of arcade.
They used to pay us to play the game.
I know.
They paid for every second. No, I get it. Just look at Denuvo, man. Game anti-piracy that makes your game run shittier. And they're like, keep investing. Keep investing. Just keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Oh, keep doing it. Every one they don't pirate is another time they can get in front of our storefront and buy some Star Wars dollars. Buy a dollar. Come turn your money into nothing. Do it. You're right. It's tokens. We have... It's arcade.
It'll just be a different version of it. It'll be like, hey, get your 30 minutes of, you know, package for... But, you know, they could probably be like, you could grind in-game, you know, like, to get the stuff to pay for it. Or
right.
You could just pay out of pocket.
Pull a Warframe. Do a 70 hours to $10 ratio.
Something.
Do a, you know, kind of a grind or pay right. situation. By the time you've got it, there's already a new flavor out.
Mm.
This is already a new Baskin Robbins gay pride power armor pack out.
It's paid services is it's not going away.
No, we're gonna have to learn to adapt and evolve and survive in
for
this
sure.
Because we, as much as we just scream at you guys about how it shouldn't be this way, it's gonna continue to be this way. Hardcore.
There will be people that do it otherwise, but
yes,
you know,
and we will sing their praises.
It's gonna be tough,
but until then, Mikey Barra, I don't know about that. Also, people who say I know most will dislike this idea and then put a smiley face, I don't know. That's kind of like saying I'm not racist, but
don't do that.
Don't do that. Your smiley face makes me angry. Angry. Guys, thank you so much for coming to our show. We really appreciate it. I saw a few people filtered in and out of the Twitch stream, and I appreciate you coming if you did. I appreciate your audio, your eardrums if you're listening to us there, because we just love having you. We are Get in the Car Gamer, video games podcast, available everywhere podcasts are consumed. But the home base is at soundcloud.com/getinthecargamer, and on Spotify, we've got a delightful backlog of episodes, wouldn't you say? Just a treasure chest
of
eppies that you could get into.
A lot of different things to pick from.
Really, each one a time capsule in and of itself of really what was happening that day.
In gaming, an apt description.
It is. I mean, just think, you know, where were you when OJ died? I know where I was. I was changing a printhead at work, and this motherfucker ran up to me and said, "Yo, OJ died."
Oh my God.
What?
Yeah, I like literally like went like 60 yards out of my way to go. I loved it. I got to tell somebody.
No, I agree. Sometimes you have to. Just think like that happened with somebody when John Lennon died. You know what I mean? Like someone was fucking shucking corn and they were like listening to the radio. They went,
"Oh my
someone
God.
Killed that Beatles motherfucker?
Oh my God.
I hated you, Yoko." Like I said, thank you guys for listening to our podcast. I'll let you guys know where you can get our audios. Our visuals are available at twitch.tv/getinthecargamer. Please check us out there. We've got streams Monday and Thursday for the pod, and occasionally we've got some game streams, so you never know. You might come have some fun with the boys.
Jamin.
And until next time, guys, it's time to get out of the car, gamers. Bye-bye.
Laters. I sincerely apologize for the laters. I don't know what I was thinking.
Bye.
Love you guys.
See, I did a way worse one. Now you can't feel that bad.